Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is?" Welcome to Before the Trumpet. I am Shu'aib and I'm pleased to take you on a journey through the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, tracing the signs that lead to the final hour and events of the inevitable. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to our series on the signs before the end of times, the signs of the final hour. After we've begun, alhamdulillah, our discussion on the day of Qiyamah, and we've also, to a certain extent, with some details, alhamdulillah, from the Quran and Sunnah, we have discussed the events that are going to happen and the events that are going to take place on the day of Qiyamah. Now, one of the greatest of events, or perhaps one of the most remarkable events that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for that day, is ash-shafa'ah, the intercession that is going to take place. So when the distress of the people in that great gathering grows intense, they will search for a long time amongst those, of course, of high status for someone to intercede for them with their Lord so that he may come to pass the judgment and the people may be relieved of the distress and the terrors of that gathering. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that every prophet asked for something, or every prophet was granted one supplication for his nation, but I have postponed my supplication in order to intercede for my ummah on the day of resurrection. Allahu Akbar. The hadith of Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every prophet is granted one supplication for his nation, but I have postponed my supplication in order to intercede for my ummah on the day of resurrection. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah also mentioned the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my intercession will be for those among my ummah who committed the major sins. Now, the ahadith about the intercession itself, there are numerous narrations with different variations of the intercession that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be honored with on the day of Qiyamah. Let us mention the hadith of Imam Bukhari and Muslim, both of whom have documented in their sahihs. Ma'bad ibn Hilal al-Anzi said, we set out to see Anas bin Malik, and we asked Thabit to take us to meet him. So we reached him when he was praying duha, and Thabit asked for permission for us to see him. So when we went in, Thabit sat down with him on his bed and said, O Abu Hamza, your brothers from Basra are asking you to tell them the hadith about intercession. He said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, when the day of Qiyamah comes, the people will be milling around and they will come to Adam alayhi salam and say, intercede for your offspring. He will say, I am not able for that, but you can go and ask Ibrahim alayhi salam, for he is the close friend of Allah Khalilullah. So they will go to Ibrahim alayhi salam, but he will say, I am not able for that, but you can go to Musa alayhi salam, for he is the one who spoke with Allah, Kalimullah. So they will go to Musa, but he will say, I am not able for that. Go to Isa alayhi salam, for he is the spirit created by Allah and his word. So they will go to Isa, but he will say, I am not able for it. But you can go to Muhammad. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, they will come to me, and I will say, I am able for it. I am able for it. Then I will go and seek permission from my Lord, and he will grant me permission. So I will stand before him and praise him in a manner that I could not do unless he inspired me to do it. Then I will fall down prostrating before our Lord, and he will say, O Muhammad, raise your head. Speak and you will be heard. Ask and it will be given to you. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. I will say, O Lord, my ummah, he will say, go, and whoever has in his heart faith that is equal to a grain of wheat or barley, bring him forth from the fire. So I will go and do that. Then I will come back to my Lord, and I will praise him in a similar manner. Then I will fall down prostrating before our Lord, and Allah will say, O Muhammad, raise your head, speak and you will be heard, ask and it will be given to you, intercede and your intercession will be accepted. I will say, O Lord, my ummah. He will say, go, and whoever has in his heart faith that is equal to a grain of mustard seed, bring him forth from the fire. So I will go and do that. Then I will come back to my Lord and praise him in a similar manner. Then I will fall down prostrating before our Lord. And he will say, O Muhammad, raise your head, speak and you will be heard. Ask and it will be given to you. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. I will say, O Lord, my ummah, ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. He will say, go, and whoever has in his heart faith even less and less and less than that, bring him forth from the fire. So I will go and do that. This is the hadith that Anas told us about. So we left him, says the narrator. We left him, and when he had just passed by the graveyard, we said, why don't we go to Al-Hasan and greet him while he is hiding in the house of Abu Khalifa? So we went to him and we greeted him with salam. And he said, O Abu Sa'id. We said, O Abu Sa'id, we have come from your brother Abu Hamza, and we have never heard anything like the hadith that he told us about intercession. He said, what was it? So we told him the hadith. He said, then what? We said he did not tell us anything more. He said, he told us that 20 years ago, when he was young and strong, there is something that he did not tell you, and I do not know whether he forgot or else he did not want to tell you lest you become complacent. We said to him, tell us. He smiled and said, man is created of haste. I would not have mentioned this to you if I did not want to tell you about it. He then said that the Prophet ﷺ said, then I will go back to my Lord a fourth time and will praise him in a similar manner. Then I will fall down prostrating before our Lord, and he will say, O Muhammad, raise your head, speak and you will be heard, ask and it will be given to you, intercede and your intercession will be accepted. I will say, O Lord, grant me permission with regard to anyone who said, La ilaha illallah. He will say, that will not be granted to you, but by my glory, pride, and might, I will bring forth from the hellfire those who said, La ilaha illallah. Then he bore witness that Al-Hasan had told them that, and he had heard it from Anas ibn Malik. I think he said 20 years ago when he was young and strong. This was the hadith of the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. What kinds of other accepted intercessions will there be on the day of Qiyamah? So there's the greater intercession, which was this. This is the station of praise and glory, also known as Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud. This is when the first and the last will approach the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to intercede with his Lord so that the people may find relief from the terrors of the gathering. Then there's the intercession for the sinners amongst the believers who entered hell. This kind of intercession is also one which will take place on the day of Qiyamah. Then there is the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for people whose good deeds and bad deeds are equal. He will intercede for them to be admitted to paradise. There will be other people who have been ordered to hell, and he will intercede to save them from it. Then there's a third intercession. This intercession of the Prophet ﷺ will be for those who have entered paradise to be raised in status therein above the level determined by the reward for their deeds. And then there is another intercession for people who will be admitted to paradise without being brought to account. And another intercession of the Prophet ﷺ for the reduction of the punishment of his uncle Abu Talib, when Allah will bring him out to a shallow part of the fire, which will cover his feet and cause his brain to boil. And yet another intercession for permission for the believers to enter paradise. This kind of intercession is also going to take place, and the Prophet ﷺ is the one that will conduct it. So for sinners, it is not specific to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. Other prophets, martyrs, scholars may all intercede. A man's deeds will also intercede for him. But our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have the greatest share of this type of intercession. Others may also intercede for the status of the believers to be raised. But all other kinds of intercession will only be for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the reckoning and the requital on the day of Qiyamah. What this means is that Allah will make his slaves stand before him, and he will remind them of the deeds that they did, and the words that they said, and the faith or the kufr that they followed in this world, whether they followed the straight path or deviated from it, whether they were obedient or disobedient. He will tell them what rewards or punishments they deserve, and the slaves will be given their book of deeds in their right hands if they were righteous, may Allah make us amongst them, and in their left hands if they were evil, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So what is the scene going to be like? Allah said, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ وَجِيَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And the earth will shine with the light of its Lord, and the book will be placed open, and the prophets and the witnesses will be brought forward, and it will be judged between them with truth, and they will not be wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the people will be brought, for whom Allah will hold this court in order to bring them to account, and they will stand in rows before the Lord of mankind. وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ. And they will be set before your Lord in lines, as in rows. And Allah tells us that the sinners amongst them will be brought forth. These are the ones who rejected the messengers and rebelled against their Lord and were arrogant in the earth. They will be bound in fetters and wearing garments of pitch. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. You will see the mujrimun, the disbelievers. That day, the muqarranun, they will be in fetters. Their garments will be of pitch and fire will cover their faces, that Allah may requite each person according to what he has earned. Truly Allah is swift at reckoning. And because of the intensity of the horrors, the nations will be brought to their knees when the people are called for the reckoning, because of the enormity of what they are witnessing and the state that they are in. Allah said, وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدَعَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. And you will see each nation humble to their knees, kneeling. Each nation will be called to its record of deeds. This day you shall be recompensed for what you used to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the disbelievers will also be questioned, one, to establish proof against them and to make manifest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's justice towards them. And two, Allah will bring them to account in order to rebuke them. And three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them also to account on the day of Qiyamah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, their disbelief, they're obliged to follow the basic principles of Sharia, just as they are obliged to follow its minor issues. This is despite the fact that they were disbelievers. What is it that the people will be questioned about? They'll be questioned about the gods that they used to worship and their response to the messengers. They'll be questioned about their kufr and shirk. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. And it'll be said to them, where are those, the false gods, deities, whom you used to set up as rivals with Allah, that you used to worship instead of Allah? Can they help you or even help themselves? And they'll be questioned about what they did in this world. For وَرَبِّكْ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ All the deeds which he did in this world. So by your Lord, O Muhammad, we shall certainly call all of them to account. They'll be questioned about the luxuries that they enjoyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about the blessings that he granted us in this world. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ Allah said, then on that day you shall be asked about the delight that you enjoyed, you indulged in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about the promises and covenants. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارُ وَكَانَ عَهْدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا And indeed, they had already made a covenant with Allah not to turn their backs, and a covenant with Allah must be answered for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question people about their hearing and sight and hearts. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا And follow not, O man, that of which you have no knowledge. Verily, the hearing and the sight and the heart of each of those ones will be questioned by Allah. And then, what else? The first of a person's deed to be brought to account. What will it be? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the hadith of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, the first of his deeds, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ The first of his deeds for which a person will be brought to account on the day of Qiyamah will be his salah. إِن صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ If it is good, if his salat is good, then he will succeed and prosper. And if it is bad, then he will be a loser and doomed. And another thing, how will the people be given their books on the day of Qiyamah? Each person will be given his book containing a complete record of the deeds which he did in this life. And the ways in which he'll be given their books will vary. The believer will be given his book and his right hand from the front, and his reckoning will be easy. And then he will return to his family in paradise in joy. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا Then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, he surely will receive an easy reckoning and will return to his family in joy. But as for the disbeliever, the munafiq, the people of misguidance, they will be given their books in their left hands from behind their backs. At that point, the disbeliever will raise his voice with cries of woe, praying against himself. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا But whosoever is given his record behind his back, he will invoke for his destruction, and he shall enter a blazing fire and made to taste its burning. And this is what the reckoning is going to be like on the day of Qiyamah. And we ask Allah the Almighty to make our reckoning an easy one for every one of us. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. For the final and last episode, stay tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.